One of the most significant events that will take place between the death of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and the last day is Islamic moral values coming to rule the world. Our Lord has imparted the glad tidings of that dominion in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah has promised those of you who believe and do right actions that He will make them successors in the land, as He made those before them successors, and will firmly establish for them their religion, with which He is pleased, and give them in place of their fear security. They worship Me, not associating anything with Me. Any who disbelieve after that, such people are deviators. The hadiths of our Prophet, peace be upon him, contain many details about these glad tidings. According to the hadiths, by Allah's leave, it is Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salam, who will play the most important role in the establishment of that dominion. Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salam, is a holy individual whom our Prophet, peace be upon him, has told us will be sent in the end times, will eliminate the corruption in the world, and will bring justice, plenty, peace, and happiness. According to the accounts transmitted from our Prophet, peace be upon him, Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salam, will restore faith that has been removed from its true essence due to various superstitious beliefs. Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salam, will also, by Allah's leave, cause Islamic moral values to spread all over the world. Allah will lead all mankind to a period known as the Golden Age by means of this servant of His, known as Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salam, who will be the guide to the truth and will possess superior moral virtues. The Golden Age will be a holy time when shortages and scarcity are replaced by plenty and abundance, injustice replaced by justice, immorality replaced by virtue, and conflict replaced by peace and tranquility. The coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is an event that the Islamic community has been awaiting for hundreds of years. There are many hadiths of our Prophet, peace be upon him, that describe the features and actions of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. In addition, great Islamic scholars who have also made detailed statements on matters regarding the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam in the light of the hadiths. In the light of the hadiths of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and the statements by Islamic scholars, we can obtain the following information about this worthy individual. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be a guide for all people, will completely silence the corruptions of Darwinism and materialism, which constitute the basis of irreligion, will disperse the darkness over the Islamic world, will unite Muslims around his spiritual leadership, and will cause Islamic moral values to prevail across the world. He will wage a great intellectual struggle against materialist philosophy and atheism, and eliminate the influence these have over people. Moreover, he will revive the essence of Islam, establish the unity of the Islamic world, and be a means whereby people live according to the moral values of the Quran. There are a great many signs indicating that the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is close at hand. The portents of his appearance have been revealed in the Quran, in the hadiths of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and in the statements by various Islamic scholars. A few of the hundreds of portents are: the stopping of the river Euphrates, eclipses of the moon and sun during Ramadan, the birth of a comet, the shedding of blood in the Kaaba, the Iran-Iraq war, the big ship that exploded in Istanbul, war and massacre all over the world, the occupation of Iraq, the invasion of Afghanistan, an increase in the number of earthquakes and floods, the comet Lulin, and more than 150 such portents taking place. All these portents are coming about one after the other in our own day. Each one just as described in the Quran and the hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him. The fact that these portents are coming about one after the other, just as described, shows that the age we are living in is that in which great glad tidings imparted by Allah will become a reality. Allah knows the truth. In addition to all these portents, there are also statements in which great Islamic scholars give definite dates regarding the end times. By the will of Allah, the 1400s, according to the Hijri calendar, will be a time when such great events as the coming of Hazamati alayhi salam, the return to earth of the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, the appearance of the Antichrist, and his defeat by the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, and large groups of people in the world turning to Islam will all take place. Various dates and time periods, in particular, are provided in the hadiths about the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Scholars have also made such statements about the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. The dictionary meaning of the Arabic word Mujaddid is one who revives or renews the faith. The hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, refer to an individual sent at the beginning of every century in order to explain the faith according to the requirements of that time. This person is also the hire of our Prophet. Allah will send at the beginning of every century someone by whom the religion will be revived. The great Islamic scholar Imam Rabbani made the following statements on this subject. A reviver will come from among the Muslim scholars of this community at the beginning of every century and will restore religious law, the essence of Quranic moral values, and the sunnah of our Prophet, peace be upon him. Bediüzzaman Said Nursi says this on the subject. In every century, Allah sends a reviver. In his Barla addendum, Bediüzzaman Said Nursi says that the reviver of the 1200s, according to the Hijri calendar, was Hazrat Maulana Khalid. In the next part of the statement, he goes on to say that the Risalat An-Nur serve as a reviver of the 1300s. Exactly after a century, the cures of the Risalat An-Nur appear all around and serve to the very same purpose, with the meaning fortified by the clear expression of the hadith. It is our conviction that, in terms of reviving the religion, the Risalat An-Nur is in the position of a reviver. Bediüzzaman also makes it clear that the reviver of the 1400s Hijri style will be Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Now, most of the situations among the Muslims that are opposed to the light of the Quran are the grave outcomes of those evil intents and cruel covenants, such as the Treaty of Sèvres. If the letter Mim bearing the gemination mark is counted as one, like the letter Lam bearing the gemination mark, it would be 1284 Hijri. It now occurs to mind that if each of the letters Mim and Lam bearing the gemination mark are counted as two, the people who will dissolve the oppressions a century later may be the disciples of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Bediüzzaman Said Nursi has said that the climate of oppression afflicting the Islamic world will be dispersed one century later by means of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. He states that by means of the work of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam in the century following his own, in other words, in the 1400s according to Hijri calendar, Muslims will be saved from grave troubles and will attain well-being. The great Islamic scholar Imam Rabbani reports that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will appear in the second millennium, after 1,000 years have passed since the death of our Prophet, peace be upon him. There are many statements by Imam Rabbani on this subject. The strengthening of the provisions of the Quran and the renewal of the nation will be in this second millennium. The just witness to the truth of this cause is the presence of the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam and Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam in that millennium. Those among the nation of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, are highly perfected in faith. It does not matter whether they are few in number, Even 1,000 years passes after the death of our Prophet, peace be upon him. The coming of Hazrat Mahdi a.s. after 1,000 years serves this purpose. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, the last messenger, gave the glad tidings of his coming. The Prophet Jesus a.s. too will come down after 1,000 years. A little more than 1,000 years pass over the passing of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, from this life. A time comes and the true Islam rises from its own ranks and unites with the truth of the Kaaba. Then, on behalf of the true Islam, the name of truth of Ahmad emerges. From the two names comes a name into effect, and the place of true Islam is left unoccupied until the coming of the Prophet Jesus a.s. Ultimately, the Prophet Jesus a.s. comes and performs his religious duties in conformity with the religious laws of Islam. The second millennium begins 1,000 years after the death of our Prophet, peace be upon him. According to these accounts by Imam Rabbani, Hazrat Mahdi a.s. and the Prophet Jesus a.s. will appear in that second millennium. In some hadiths, our Prophet, peace be upon him, clearly gives the year 1400 as the date of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi a.s. One of these hadiths read, "People will gather by Hazrat Mahdi's a.s. side in the year 1400. Through his hadith, our Prophet, peace be upon him, has given us a great deal of information concerning the portents of the end times. For example, he has described in detail what will take place before Hazrat Mahdi a.s. appears. Bukhari and Muslim relate from Umar bin Khattab and Hudayfa that the Prophet, peace be upon him, informed us about the events that will happen from then on, and he taught them to us and made us memorize them. Narrated by Hudayfa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu, "I swear by Allah that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, did not omit a leader of a wrong belief, fitna, up to the end of the world, whose followers reached the number of 300 and upwards. But he mentioned to us his name, his father's name, and the name of his tribe. The fact that the signs that have come down to us from our Prophet, peace be upon him, have taken place one after the other, and are still continuing to do so, leaves no room for doubt that we are living in the end times, and Allah knows the truth. The fact that our Prophet, peace be upon him, has given the year 1400, according to the Hijri calendar, as the date of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi a.s., once again confirms these portents and shows that the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi a.s. is close at hand, and Allah knows the truth." The hadiths narrated from our Prophet, peace be upon him, reveal that the lifespan of the earth is 7,000 years. One of these hadiths reads, "Anas ibn Malik narrates that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'The lifespan of the world is 7 days in the days of the hereafter. Almighty Allah has said, one day in the sight of your Lord is like 1,000 of your years. Allah will ascribe the equivalent of good deeds of the 7,000 years of the age of this world to the one who meets the need of any of his brothers in the faith on the path of Allah, as if he spends his days in fasting and his nights in worship." In one hadith narrated from our Prophet, peace be upon him, by many scholars, such as Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the time passing up until our Prophet, peace be upon him, is out at 5,600 years. Ahmad ibn Hanbal in his Kitab al-Ilal says, 5,600 years have passed from this world. These dates, which our Prophet, peace be upon him, reveals as the world having a lifespan of 7,000 years, and 5,600 years having passed up until his time, need to be evaluated within a specific calendar. Just as the Hijra of our Prophet, peace be upon him, from Mecca to Medina is considered the beginning of the Islamic calendar, or the birth of the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam of the Christian calendar, and today eras are reckoned from these dates, it appears that this 7,000 year period described by our Prophet, peace be upon him, may have been given according to the date of an event which was accepted as a landmark during his time. The important thing here is that our Prophet, peace be upon him, makes a calculation based on the beginning of the calendar in question and puts the lifespan of the world at 7,000 based on that calendar. Saying that 5,600 years have passed between the beginning of that calendar and himself, 7,000 minus 5,600 is equal to 1,400. The great Sunni scholar Sayyuti says this about the lifespan of the Islamic community. The life of my community will not exceed 1,500 years. Analysis of all this information handed down from our Prophet, peace be upon him, confirms that the lifespan of the earth will not extend past 1,500. And this confirms that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will appear this century. The early 1400s are also indicated as the time of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam in all the statements made by Bediüzzaman Said Nursi at various times. In one extract, he says that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will appear 1400 years after the age of bliss. The companions of the Prophet supposed a fact that would occur in the future of the world 1,400 years later to be close to their century. As Bediüzzaman stated, 1,400 years later than the time of the companions is the beginning of the 1,400s, that is, the years 1979 and 1980 of the Western calendar. In his sermon, preached before 10,000 people at the Umayyad Mosque in Damascus in 1327. According to the Hijri calendar, Bediüzzaman Said Nursi made statements regarding the future of the Islamic world after 1371 and drew attention to Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, struggle by providing various dates concerning the end times. He provided the following date for when Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, would begin service and inflict an intellectual defeat on the unbelieving mentality. The facts revealed in the Address of Damascus that glance at the destiny of the Islamic world after the Hijra 1371, maybe not now but 30 to 40 years later, in order to fully equip science and knowledge acquired through arts, science and skills, the goodness of civilization and those three forces, and to overcome the nine obstacles, he sent inclination for investigating the truth, moderation, and love for human beings to the fronts of those nine foes. By Allah's will, he will demolish them half a century later. By drawing attention to the developments that will take place after 1371, in this sermon preached in Damascus, Bediüzzaman revealed that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam would begin work 30 to 40 years after 1371. This date corresponds to 1401 to 1411 Hijri style, or 1980 to 1990 according to the Western dating system. During the same sermon, he said that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam would make use of resources made available by science, knowledge and civilization to intellectually silence the atheistic intellectual system. He stated that this intellectual superiority would be achieved 50 years after the year 1371. This equates to 1421 according to the Hijri calendar. In other words, 2001. Another statement made by Bediüzzaman Said Nursi on the subject of the end times reads, in 1371, Al-Fajr As-Sadiq, the true dawn, began or will begin. Even if this is only Al-Fajr Al-Kazib, the initial redness in the horizon before the true dawn. In 30 to 40 years, Al-Fajr As-Sadiq, the true dawn, will appear. According to Bedi Uzuman, the years of the true dawn are 1371 plus 30, which equals to 1401, or 1981. 1371 plus 40 equals 1411, or 1991. According to Bedi Uzuman's accounts, the beginning of the collapse of atheism and materialist philosophy, which represents superstition opposed to the truth, will take place between 1981 and 1991, and these ideologies will be intellectually silenced in 2001, and Allah knows the truth. Another extract from Bedi Uzuman Sa'id Nursi regarding the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam reads, "There are such intellectual trends at that time that even if that person who is truly awaited and will come in a century's time comes at that time." By referring to an individual who is genuinely awaited and will come in a century's time, Bedi Uzuman Sa'id Nursi is making it clear that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam has not yet appeared in his time. He also reveals that Muslims are waiting for Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, and that he will appear one century after his own time. He lived in the 1300s, meaning that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will appear in the following century, in the 1400s. The Quran speaks to all times, and many of its verses may be bearing more than one meaning. In the same way that events that took place in the days of the Prophet, peace be upon him, are described in the Quran, it also contains figurative references to events that will take place in the end times. In verses we are told of the struggles, of just policies, and of the lives of the earlier believers, which contain lessons for all times. Every verse contains various layers of meaning for careful readers, and everything that people need is to be found in those verses. This feature of the Quran is referred to in one verse. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. We have sent down the book to you, making all things clear, and as guidance and mercy and good news for the Muslims. In many verses of the Quran, Allah advises us to reflect on and learn from them. Two of the verses in which He commands us to reflect on the verses of the Quran read as follows. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. We have variegated throughout this Quran all kinds of examples for people, but most people spurn anything but disbelief. We have given all kinds of examples to people in this Quran, so that hopefully they will pay heed. Islamic moral values coming to reign supreme over the whole world is one of the most significant portents of the end times that will take place between the death of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and the last day. The Quran contains many figurative verses regarding the end times. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, and the Islamic moral values, dominion over the world. There are also various hadiths of our Prophet, peace be upon him, that reveal that the end times are indicated in the Quran. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will rule the earth just like Dhul Qurnayn alayhi salam and the Prophet Solomon alayhi salam. The hadith indicates that we should examine the stories of Dhul Qurnayn alayhi salam and the Prophet Solomon alayhi salam in connection with the subject of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Other hadiths tell us that there are very important signs regarding the end times in the stories of the companions of the cave and Saul. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, says, the companions of the cave will be Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam helpers. The number of Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam helpers will be as many as those who crossed the river with Saul. The fact that our Prophet, peace be upon him, relates these hadiths by building a connection with the stories in the Quran represents very powerful proof regarding the subject under discussion. Looked at from this point of view, it can be seen that many verses point to a time when Islamic moral values will rule the world. In addition to the signs in the verses concerning the events that will take place, there are also signs pointing to the dates of those events. These dates have been determined using various methods of calculation. First and foremost is that of numerology, in other words, calculating the numerical values of the letters in the Arabic alphabet. This method of calculation has a long history and is a form of writing that was widespread long before the Quran was revealed. Ever since ancient times, all events were written down by attaching numerical values to letters, and the date of each event was thus recorded. These dates were calculated by adding up the particular numerical values of all the letters employed. Some Islamic scholars in the past predicted the dates of many events by examining verses using this numerological technique. Today, when we look at certain verses, we can see that these correspond to various dates that are compatible with their content, and Allah knows the truth. There are many verses whose numerological values produce the 1400s as the date applicable to Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam and the end times. We shall shortly be giving the numerological calculations from the relevant parts of some verses. The dates that result from these calculations point to a specific period in time. These dates refer to a time in which the portents of the end times revealed by our Prophet, peace be upon him, take place one after the other. Considering the facts revealed in the verses, it is very likely that by means of these verses, our Lord is imparting information about the events that will transpire in the end times, and Allah knows the truth. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah calls to the abode of peace, and He guides whom He wills to a straight path. The numerical values of the Arabic letters in the sentence, "He guides whom He wills to a straight path," in this verse produce the date 1422, according to the Hijri calendar. This is equivalent to the year 2001. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Their prophet said to them, "Allah has appointed Saul to be your king." They said, "How can he have kingship over us, when we have much more right to kingship than he does? He has not even got much wealth." He said, "Allah has chosen him over you and favored him greatly in knowledge and physical strength. Allah gives kingship to anyone he wills. Allah is all-encompassing, all-knowing." The numerical values of the Arabic letters in the sentence, "Allah has appointed Saul to be your king," in this verse total 1420. 1420, according to the Hijri calendar, equates to the year 1999. It is very likely that this numerological calculation is indicating a period close to the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, and Allah knows the truth. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. It is He who sent His messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth, to exalt it over every other religion, though the idolaters hate it. In this verse, Allah imparts the glad tidings that He will make His religion superior to all others, and that He will cause Islamic moral values to rule the world. The numerical values of the Arabic letters in the words, "the religion of truth to exalt it over every other religion," is 1410 in total. This equates to the year 1989. The fact that the numerological value of a section of a verse in which Allah reveals that He will grant dominion to Islamic values, points to the 1400s, according to the Hijri calendar, the same date that is indicated by our Prophet, peace be upon him, and Islamic scholars, may be regarded as welcome news that this promise of Allah's is drawing close. There are several verses in the Quran that indicate that the end times will take place in the 1400s, Hijri style. Some of these, and the numerological values of certain sentences within them, are as follows. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah showed great kindness to the believers when He sent a messenger to them from among themselves to recite His signs to them, and purify them, and teach them the book and wisdom, even though before that they were clearly misguided. Before that they were clearly misguided. Hijri 1434, Gregorian date 2012. It is He who raised up among the unlettered people a messenger from them to recite His signs to them, and purify them and teach them the book and wisdom, even though before that they were clearly misguided. Before that they were clearly misguided. Hijri 1434, Gregorian date 2012. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The metaphor of His light is that of a niche in which is a lamp. The lamp inside a glass, the glass like a brilliant star, lit from a blessed tree, an olive, neither of the east nor of the west, its oil all but giving off light, even if no fire touches it. Light upon light, Allah guides to His light whoever He wills. And Allah makes metaphors for mankind, and Allah has knowledge of all things. Light upon light, Allah guides to His light whoever He wills. Hijri 1410, Gregorian date 1989. Allah has promised those of you who believe and do right actions that He will make them successors in the land, as He made those before them successors, and will firmly establish for them their religion, with which He is pleased, and give them, in place of their fear, security. They worship Me, not associating anything with Me. Any who disbelieve after that, such people are deviators. Will make those of you who do right actions successors. Hijri 1434, Gregorian date 2013. You who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger, and those in command among you. If you have a dispute about something, refer it back to Allah and the Messenger. If you believe in Allah and the Last Day, that is the best thing to do and gives the best result. You who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger, and those in command among you. Hijri 1405, Gregorian date 1985. Your Lord will soon give to you, and you will be satisfied. Your Lord will soon give to you, and you will be satisfied. Hijri 1427, Gregorian date 2007. That is your reward. Allah always confounds the schemes of the unbelievers. That is your reward. Allah always confounds the schemes of the unbelievers. Hijri 1440, Gregorian date 2018. It is He who sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth, to exalt it over every other religion, even though the idolaters detest it. It is He who sent His messenger with guidance. Hijri 1426, Gregorian date 2005. Our Lord, raise up among them a messenger from them to recite Your signs to them, and teach them the book and wisdom, and purify them. You are the Almighty, the All-Wise. Our Lord, raise up among them a messenger. Hijri 1400, Gregorian date 1979. And other things you love, support from Allah, and imminent victory. Give good news to the believers. Support from Allah and imminent victory. Hijri 1402, Gregorian date 1981. Allah's promise is a certain fact. The location and timing of every event has been determined right down to the finest detail in the destiny created by Allah. This is expressly stated in a verse. Every communication has its time, and you will certainly come to know. This time has been so finely determined that it cannot be delayed or advanced a single moment. Of course, the timing of the portents of the last day and events concerning the end times have been set out second by second in the sight of Allah, aware that they're following their destiny. Sincere believers in Allah have awaited the appearance of the portents of the last day with enormous interest and excitement for hundreds of years. They have thought deeply on the signs contained in verses and hadiths. They have striven to be prepared for the corruption and strife of the first stage of the end times, and have desired with all their heart to see and join with Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Sincere Muslims today are also awaiting with great enthusiasm and excitement the dominion of Islamic moral values, the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, and for him to be a means whereby these things transpire. The promise of Allah's is a certain fact. No power can alter or obstruct His promises. As in all matters, the wisest and finest words are to be found in the Quran, in which Allah states, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Say, praise be to Allah. He will show you His signs, and you will recognize them. Your Lord is not unaware of what you do.